We usually buy Gala's or the Golden Delicious because they're sweeter.
The demand for apples is rising around the country, thanks partly to an increased focus on healthy eating habits.
I eat them for lunch, you know, trying to keep healthy during the week.
I like the golden kind.
There are about 100 apple strains commercially grown in the US, but 15 varieties account for around 90% of production.
Best seller right now is between the Gala and the Fuji. They're both one of the best apples we have now on the stand, both sweet, both hard. Everybody loves them.
And it's these popular varieties that are most susceptible to fire blight, a disease that can spell disaster for apple growers.
Apple growers really have to grow varieties that the public's going to buy. And unfortunately, those tasty new apples like Honeycrisp and Gala, they're sensitive to the disease.
Herb Aldwinkle is a researcher at the State Agriculture Experimentation Centre in upstate New York. He says fire blight's a difficult disease because it's unpredictable and the control measures are limited. Given optimal conditions, the fire blight bacteria can wipe out an entire orchard in a single growing season. Mike Zingler, an apple grower in upstate New York, says the disease can cause sleepless nights for growers.
It's scary. If you've got a young orchard in particular that gets infected, it can kill the orchard. And it, you know, it costs from $10,000 to $20,000 an acre to plant apples.
Fire blight extends from the Hudson Valley to western New York and all the way up to the Champlain Valley, where its impact is less severe. The disease has been part of life for New York apple growers for decades, but the defences available for upstate growers to fight it are shrinking. In the past couple of years, a strain that's immune to the regular antibiotic spray used to protect orchards has taken hold in upstate counties.
It is quite widespread in some areas, and we're afraid it's gaining a foothold here in the state, and we'll have a lot of difficulty in ever eradicating it.
That's part of the reason Aldwinkle's lab in upstate New York has developed rootstocks resistant to fire blight that apple varieties can be grafted onto. He says the disease may still infect the fruit, but at least it wouldn't be able to kill the tree.
I see the new rootstocks as being excellent insurance against that catastrophic loss.
Pest management expert Debbie Breath says the kind of weather we've seen in recent weeks is particularly conducive to the spread of fire blight. And with the growing prevalence of this new strain resistant to antibiotics, it makes Aldwinkle's work all the more crucial, she says.
It's the first step in protecting the orchard, because if you get an infection in the variety that's grafted to that rootstock, that bacteria will travel down into the rootstock, and I've seen orchards that lost 75% of their trees.
Aldwinkle says the resistant rootstocks could bring huge economic benefit to growers.
It's going to save them a lot of money in terms of sprays and equipment and fuel and men's time, and it's also going to let them sleep easier at night because they really do worry about this disease. So it could have considerable economic impact.
The new rootstock could be in the hands of growers within a couple of years, but it'll still be a long time before entire orchards can be replaced by the more resilient trees. Aldwinkle's lab is also working on modifying apple genes to create higher resistance in those popular but vulnerable varieties. Their work now centres on identifying the genes that increase or decrease susceptibility to the fire blight disease and how to modify the expression of those genes to produce resistant apples of high quality.
Science is where it's at if we're going to feed the population in the next 30 years.
Apple grower Mike Zingler agrees. That's the way of the future.